Episode 108, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Hey, we're at Dough Cafe, and hey!
Today we talk about furlongs. Just kidding.
It's less than a furlong to Conway Legacy Dip Zone, which you went to for the third time in a row in the last 6 weeks? 8 weeks? Like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Amazing. Today I had the wonton noodle soup with dumplings, with noodles. Really good.
Their noodles are really good.
Yeah, nice.
Their wontons are okay. Their noodles are really good.
Yeah. Where's the best wontons? When you say they're okay, where's the best wontons you've had in your life? Because you obviously you have something in mind. And if you don't, that's also okay.
You know, I forget. It's gone. It was a place
that was used... it in Vancouver?
Yeah, it was in Vancouver. I can't remember where it was. It was a place I used to go semi-regularly.
There's a place called Wonton Noodle House, and there's like tons of them, as I'm sure you know. Anyways, we're not talking about that today, although we could, but we won't.
We could.
The Pit.
Their barbecue pork buns are very, very good. Ah. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, I enjoy the... Hey, forgive my following mispronunciation. I am Filipino, not Chinese. Their pie guat rice bowl, the ribs rice bowl. Pie guat is ribs. Well, at least my attempt to pronounce ribs in Cantonese. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. I mean, like... Richard Erickson talks about the 3.5-star theory of Chinese dining. You got to go to the places that are 3.5-star because the non-Chinese people give it 1-star and the Chinese people give it higher, or they don't rate it. So if a Chinese restaurant's 3.5 rated, chances are it's actually going to be better than that.
Okay.
I don't know about that theory, but I think it's an interesting theory, and Richard didn't create that theory.
I think that's dodgy, but
life is dodgy. Life is full of dodgy theories. Speaking of dodgy theories, I predicted that Season 2 of The Pit, Episode 15, the cliffhanger, the end of the season. It wasn't, I don't know, I guess it's sort of a cliffhanger, would be that all the leaders at the ER in The Pit suffer PTSD or a mental or physical breakdown. And so they bring in Santos's grandmother, who happens to be Fernanda Marcos's army medic, lead army medic. And then they bring in... Princess's grandmother, who happens to be the NPA communist guerrilla ex-lead doctor from the 70s, and they're both 70 years old, and the last time they met was during a truce on the battlefield. It was a war. These things did happen. They did have truces. You know, they did have medical officers. It could have happened.
That sounds very much like an episode of Robot Chicken.
Oh, totally Robot Chicken. I don't know what that is, but I'll go with that. I'll go with the premise of Robot Chicken.
Satirical comedy thing with puppetronics.
So what'd you think of that? I went on too long there. What'd you think of the episode?
I was honestly a little bit let down in the end. I didn't feel like they completely stuck the ending.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very true to form, so it wasn't that it went off form, but I found I was just left in a very unsatisfactory place. Although I did love... They redeemed themselves somewhat when they had the karaoke scene with Trinity and King. That was amazing.
That was a classic.
I almost had turned the TV off. Like, it's just the credits.
I was about to press stop on the
thing. Then the music starts like, what? That was great.
That was amazing. They did almost redeem themselves. I feel like it was incomplete. And it could have been... For those completionist folks out there, including myself, it could have been more complete. But on the other hand, it also has this sort of thing where, you know what? It's only one day. What's going to conclude in one day?
And that was where I respect them sticking to that.
And also the uncomfortable...
Definitely, the stuff does not resolve itself in a day.
Yeah, I just...
So laying it out there, I just, man, waiting a whole year
to find out whether she is thrown out.
A couple of the characters are like not in a great place.
None of them are in a great place. Who's in a good place? Maybe Langdon is the only one in a good place.
Langdon and the Huckleberry, why can't I remember his name?
Huckleberry Whitaker and maybe
are in an okay place.
Maybe the student nurse is in an okay place.
King is in an okay
place. Sorry, the not student, the new nurse.
The new nurse.
Whatever her name was, I can't remember.
There's a bunch of them that are in, like, you know, the middle of life. It's not your typical TV series where it's like they end in a perfect place. But, you know, they're cruising through life. And Whitaker seems to have you know, not perfect, put it together. Langdon is coping right now.
Yeah.
King had a few curses thrown at her, but she's still seems okay.
She's but, she's worried about the deposition.
The
deposition 2.0 that she'll have to undo early in the future.
Mohan was just completely like shit bombed.
She's out.
And left in a.
It feels like she's out.
Well, she's not coming back, but that's okay for the series because that's what happens in those ER. People rotate in and out. So she's looking for a residency. Regardless of her situation at the end of the show, she's rotating out. The replacement, exactly. Why can't I remember her name? The temporary replacement for Robbie.
Oh,
That was quite the little... Al-Hashimi.
Al-Hashimi. Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite the little, like, craziness to end on.
Yeah, that was... You kind of felt that they did that on purpose. They wanted us to tune into season 3.
Of course they did.
But I just think it was not the twist I expected. I thought she had PTSD from Afghanistan, not lifelong illness. And she probably does have PTSD from Afghanistan as well, but, you know, and wherever else she served, Médecins Sans Frontières. But, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's something just didn't... You know, I can't put my finger on it. I mean, if I could, I would be, like, highly paid writer.
Yeah, but she always seemed off, though. Al-Hashimi seemed always off.
They designed it that way.
Like Robbie's off, but in a different way. They're both off.
She had those episodes, and they were clearly showing that they were not normal. And so you knew something was going on.
Right.
You just didn't know what. In the end, it just did not feel satisfying in the way like Langdon's storyline, right?
Yeah, but there's no easy tie-up. I don't even think Langdon's story is easily tied as neat and tidy as it appears, perhaps.
But
so hopefully doesn't relapse in season 3 or anything, but, you know.
For some of that, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, Langdon, I wasn't sure when he tweaked his back.
Yeah, that would have been too obvious.
That... Maybe, but I mean, that's the way it happens.
That's the way it happens, exactly. Yeah, we've all had our addictions. We know how these things start. Positive or negative addictions, it just kind of accidentally starts, or one thing leads to another. Mm-hmm. And you think it's just a series of small steps. Before you know it, you're addicted to bicycling or codeine or whatever. You know, fentanyl. I don't know, whatever.
And their little, like, mid-emergency thing that messed them up was... Well, it's hard to top a mass casualty event. I mean, how do you follow that up? I certainly wouldn't want them to just do mass casualty event. But on the other hand, it just kind of seemed weak sauce compared to the mass casualty
But event. Yeah, it's a weak sauce day, but it's still an overworked day.
It wasn't for them. I mean, you know, they were forced...
The cyber attack caused them to overwork even more than usual.
Some interesting plot points that they didn't really follow up on that I was really curious was like the Asian doctor who just left when the shift was over. She's like, I'm done. You're not paying me to hang around.
She was awesome. Oh, I love that.
I was intrigued by her character. I honestly don't know what to think of that character even now. And I like that. I like that she didn't...
I hope she's coming back.
...get easily pigeonholed.
Because she'll probably get some sort of negative remarks about that.
And we had the...
you got to be part of the team, et cetera.
The other resident.
Well, I never had to respect her hours and her discipline.
Well, I...
Protection, self-protection.
And she may have just been there to make that point. I mean, that's the kind of show that it is. But there was the other resident who they just sent home early, which, you know, he was done.
Yeah.
Which is another, like...
Was that... that's the other guy, not Whitaker, the new guy.
The new guy.
And Princess went off to some 4th of July party. I was hoping she would come back somehow and have some witty remark to all of the... With Perla, but did not.
One of my favorite Perla Princess scenes is when... Perla's calling Princess on, you had a contact. You rigged the bet. I want a percentage. And they're having that conversation in Tagalog in front of everybody. It's like 50%. No.
The other funny point, well, that was season 1?
No, that was this one.
Oh, yeah, the season 2 where she said, where Perla says to princess, close your mouth when she's staring at the X-ray guy.
Yeah.
That was at least close your mouth.
One of my other actually favorite moments was with Trinity, Perla, and Princess, where they're like, oh, what's the sauce? And I can't remember the doctor's name. It's like, she's trying to keep it on the down low. She's having her 21st birthday. And Santos just kind of goes into Tagalog. It's like, have fun, birthday girl. Ooh, just, the reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's so much good about that show.
I love it. It's like a play. It's like a play with a large ensemble cast. It's 15 hours long, mind you, but, you
and
know.
And dark humor when they retrieve the dead body from the waiting room. Man. I mean, that's what's going to happen. I was a roommate with an ambulance tender for a while.
Yeah.
That kind of shit happens.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, well, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised they went there. Some of the other things that they've shown.
Hey, Joseph Plata, Richard Erickson, who listens sporadically, and I'm not convinced regularly. What do you think of The Pit? Have you watched it? Any of our other two other viewers? Viewers. Listeners. Because we're never going to have video, folks. Video is for other people. That's not a podcast. That's a video blog. Video blog.
I have a face built for radio.
Anyway, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.